Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, and coaching. So this morning, I was reading the new March issue of Shambhala Sun magazine, which you can get at Whole Foods or a magazine stand. It's a Buddhist-inspired magazine published by the Shambhala Sun Foundation in Boulder, Colorado. And just so you know, Shambhala is a lineage of Buddhism from Tibet, developed by the great teacher Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, and is carried on today by his son Sakyong Mipham Rinpoche. So anyway, this article totally blew my mind. It was called DIY Meditation, and I really laughed myself because DIY is a modern day concept for do it yourself. You know, it's a popular phrase today that describes learning how to do things on your own rather than having a formal teacher or a singular path of study or instruction. And the reason that the article really jumped out at me is because I feel like this has been my practice for the last 20 years that I've been doing DIY meditation and I've been teaching DIY meditation. You know, when I started, I wasn't drawn to one particular teacher or lineage, but more so I was drawn to the desire to learn to meditate, seeking the benefits of a calm mind and having a greater sense of peace. And 20 years ago, there was no such thing as DIY, you know, no place to study and practice that would offer me a myriad of instruction and discipline and traditions and techniques. So I sort of embarked on this journey quite on my own. I began to read books on meditation, and by coincidence, these books were all rooted in Buddhism. So I happened to receive the side benefit of deep and profound teachings that seemed to penetrate the styles of meditation that I was running across from all over the globe for so many centuries. So I learned to practice many different styles with different tools. And as I continued to practice, I also continued to grow in ways that I never imagined would come with this practice. And at the time, I was a yoga teacher. And over the years, my passion for meditation as the foundation for my practice grew so much that I just stopped teaching yoga altogether. And I simply wanted to focus on sharing what I was learning in meditation. So this idea of DIY really, really struck me as something interesting and funny. The thing is as a teacher, though, I found myself sort of defending my DIY style of teaching and practicing to many people who've asked me who my teacher is. And I even felt embarrassed sometimes that I simply studied and practiced on my own all of these years. So I can tell you now, after 20 years, that if I've learned anything, that it's we're our own teacher. However informal that seems, the teachings of every meditation scholar that I've read and practiced, and even now had the good fortune to study with and retreat, has shared that same underlying philosophy in Buddhism, which is that meditation is a practice of self-knowing and self-teaching. So it offers some great nuts and bolts instruction for how to do a DIY meditation practice, and I'm going to share those with you. The first one is keep coming back to your inspiration. And what this is really saying to us is, why do you meditate? What is it that you need? So if you've dropped your practice and you're feeling bad about that, just ask yourself, what do I need? Why practice? And if you can answer those questions, you'll find your way back to the cushion. The second thing is, don't take too narrow a view of your practice. And this really means lighten up, which is something Pema Chodron, a great teacher, A mentor of mine says very often, don't take this so seriously. If you can't meditate sitting on a cushion, sit on the couch, sit at the beach. If you can't sit, walk, run, dance, eat, whatever. Meditation can happen anywhere, anytime. The third point that they shared in the DIY meditation instruction was to be a continual student. And this is my personal favorite. One thing that you'll learn if you can keep practicing is that every experience you have in life is an opportunity to learn and grow. So avoid being the expert, because that's a dead end. Then the article really began to blow my mind as it laid out the instruction for what my DIY practice has been all these years. So here we go. One, schedule your meditation. This is great advice. Pick a time of day or one day a week, put it in your calendar and stick with it. Two, time your sessions. Get a timer, set it for what's doable for you, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 30 minutes, longer, whatever you're ready for. And then you don't think about that when you're sitting in your practice and the timer takes care of it. So you can focus on your practice. Three is choose a regular place to practice. And this is really good instruction as you're training your mind, your body, and your nervous system to respond to your meditation. So when you have a place set up for your meditation, or you go and set it up the same way each time, I promise you, your body and your brain will follow it. The fourth is to read something. And I love this instruction because it was reading that got me started and truly inspired me to continue to practice all of these years. You can go online and research meditation books or pick up a copy of Shambhala Sun. This month's the March issue happens to have a page with a list of the top 10 books recommended for having a meditation practice, which is fantastic. And what I do is I read little bite-sized pieces of wisdom, and then I use my meditation time to chew them and digest them slowly. The final one, which I think is really wonderful instruction, is take it to your daily life. Meditation isn't just about a break once a day or a week from the reality of your life. It's practicing a way to be in your life. So let's find a reasonably comfortable place to sit and meditate together. A little DIY meditation today. Let your hands rest in your lap, either palms down on your thighs, or you can do the Zen mudra where you rest your left palm face up inside of your right palm and let your thumb tips touch. Lengthen your back. And let your back be supported if you're against a chair. You don't have to sit up and be uncomfortable if your back needs support. Lower your chin just a little bit and let the back of your head move back towards your shoulder blades. Good. We're going to start with three deep breaths in through the nose and blow very, very slowly out of the mouth. Excellent. Two more of those. Inhaling deeply. Blowing very slowly. This is our entrance point to our meditation, the way we shift and transition from listening and thinking and maybe doing into just being and just sitting, noticing things. Last breath, let it out nice and slow. And now allow your breath to shift in and out of your nose, noticing the temperature of the air, checking into the environment right away that's immediate to our experience. So noticing the temperature of the air come in through the nose, the difference as it goes back out, warmed by the body, how the air feels on your skin that's exposed. Or perhaps the air against your skin that's covered by fabric. The temperature of your skin. Really tuning in and becoming the witness, the observer of your experience of this moment, your body right here, right now, and using your mind to focus on it. Move your mind and your breath down into your feet and feel into your feet. And then up into your ankles. Next into your shins and calves. Your knees, thighs. See if you can let your legs be heavy. Move into your hip bones, your sit bones, your low back, your low belly. Softening from the floor of the pelvis up and out. Move up into your ribs and the sides of your body and your middle back. Up into your chest and under your arms and feel your shoulder blades slide down your back while your spine lengthens. You can spread your collarbones wide, drop your shoulders down your arms until you can feel all the energy in your fingertips. Soften the jaw, lower it slightly, drop the teeth. Eyes roll down, releasing the face. And feel the scalp, the hair, the top of the head as if it's holding up the sky. And you can refer back to your body anytime your mind takes you away. So if your mind wanders off and you can catch it wandering at any point, you just say to yourself, just wandering. Come on back and touch into the body. And then follow a few breaths by saying inhale when you breathe in. Exhale when you breathe out. And right between the exhale and the inhale, you can say to yourself, here. Inhale. Exhale. Here. Just to remind yourself where you are and then drop it. Don't do anything. Let the breath happen. Let the body be here, sensing everything. Until your mind wanders off and you have to go get it again. Continue your practice and I'll check in a few minutes.
Thank you.
Notice where your mind has gone. Gently bring it back by saying to yourself, "Oh, just wandering." Inhale. Exhale. Here. And when you say here, you can really drop into the sense of the body. Do this a few more times and then just drop it again and let yourself just sit and be and observe and sense. Knowing that that's enough, that's all we need to do. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. checking in with your body, your breath, your sense of being. Begin to deepen your breath. Notice if your mind has wandered and you draw it back to the body. Lengthening the spine and softening the jaw and the belly will help you reconnect right here to the present moment. Bring the breath into the base of your spine and as you inhale, draw the breath up your back until it touches the roof of your mouth. And then exhale down the front of the spine until it returns to the belly. And do this a couple more times, sealing in your relationship to that place inside that's always there for you, that takes no effort on your part, where you have everything you need, where everything is enough just as it is. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Khan on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. This is Lori, and I thank you for sitting with me today, and I wish you peace along your way.